Chapter 28. 2 days later, Ray arrived on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. There were friends from his law school days at Tulane he wanted to see, and he gave serious thought to spending time in his old haunts. He craved an oyster po' boy from Frankie and Johnny's by the levee, a muffaletta from Maspero's on Decatur in the Quarter, a Dixie beer at the Chart Room on Bourbon Street, and chicory coffee and beignets at Café du Monde. All of his old haunts from 20 years ago. But crime was rampant in New Orleans, and his handsome little sports car could be a target. Lucky the thief who stole it and yanked open the trunk. Thieves would not catch him, nor would state troopers, because he kept precisely at the posted limits. He was a perfect driver, obeying all the laws, closely eyeing every other car. The traffic slowed him on Highway 90, and for an hour he crept eastward through Long Beach, Gulfport, and Biloxi, hugging the beach, past the shiny new casinos sitting at the water, past new hotels and restaurants. Gambling had hit the coast, as fast as it had arrived in the farmlands around Tunica. He crossed the Bay of Biloxi and entered Jackson County. Near Pascagoula, he saw a flashing rented sign beckoning travelers to stop in for all-you-can-eat Cajun, just $13.99. It was a dive, but the parking lot was well lit. He cased it first, and realized he could sit at a table in the window and keep an eye on his car. This had become his habit. There were three counties along the Gulf, Jackson on the east and bordering Alabama, Harrison in the middle, and Hancock on the west next to Louisiana. A local politician had succeeded nicely in Washington and kept the pork flowing back to the shipyards in Jackson County. Gambling was paying the bills and building the schools in Harrison County, and it was Hancock, the least developed and populated, that Judge Attlee had visited in January 1999 for a case that no one back home knew about. After a slow dinner of crawfish etouffee and shrimp remoulade, with some raw oysters thrown in, he drifted back across the bay, back through Biloxi and Gulfport. In the town of Passe Christiane, he found what he was searching for, a new flat motel with doors that opened to the outside. The surroundings looked safe. The parking lot was half full. He paid $60 cash for one night and backed the car as close to his door as possible. He had changed his mind about being without a weapon. One strange sound during the night, and he'd be outside in a flash with the judge's .38 loaded now. He was perfectly prepared to sleep in the car if necessary. Hancock County was named for John, he of the bold signature on the Declaration of Independence. Its courthouse was built in 1911 in the center of Bay St. Louis, and was practically blown away by Hurricane Camille in August 1969. The eye ran right through Passe Christiane and Bay St. Louis, and no building escaped severe damage. More than 100 people died, and many were never found. Ray stopped to read a historical marker on the courthouse lawn, then turned once more to look at his little Audi. Though court records were usually open, he was nervous anyway. The clerks in Clanton guarded their records and monitored who came and went. He wasn't sure what he was looking for or where to begin. The biggest fear, however, was what he might find. In the chancery clerk's office, he loitered just long enough to catch the eye of a pretty young lady with a pencil in her hair. "May I help you?" she drawled. He was holding a legal pad as if that would somehow qualify him and open all the right doors. "Do y'all keep records of trials?" he asked, trying hard to string out the "y'all" and overemphasizing it in the process. She frowned and looked at him as if he had committed a misdemeanor. "We have minutes from each term of court," she said slowly, because he obviously was not very bright. "And we have the actual court files." Ray was scribbling this down. "And," she said after a pause, "there are the trial transcripts taken down by the court reporter, but we don't keep those here." "Can I see the minutes?" he asked, grasping at the first item she had mentioned. "Sure. Which term?" January of last year.